Back inside Radio Row, we're getting you set for the big game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. And we knew we were going to find this guy here inside the Phoenix Convention Center. That's one of our favorite guests, number five, who will always love you, the great Donovan McNabb. Donovan, how you been?
I'm doing outstanding, man. This is an opportunity for me to enjoy the moment. Being here in my city, having my coach and my team play, this is what Super Bowls are all about. You know, getting a chance to see familiar faces, get a chance to get on site and see some people you haven't seen in a while and get ready for the weekend.
So Donovan McNabb obviously was coached by Andy Reid, but you were coached by Andy Reid when you played for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now The Eagles going up against Andy Reid with the Chiefs.
Right.
How do you root coming up on Sunday?
I just become a fan. Obviously, I love the big guy and the success that he's had in Kansas City and the way that he's continued to evolve the organization. Remember, I always bring it up. These two organizations were not free agent spots. A lot of free agents were clamoring to get over to Philadelphia or Kansas City. But when Andy got to Philadelphia, his first 3 years, people started to see where we were going and the direction we were going. We were able to get some big free agents that helped us evolve into one of the powerhouses in the NFC. Does the same thing in Kansas City. So I love everything about his journey and his path, but he's not done. And so this Super Bowl is just another stepping stone, which I know he really wants this game. He wants this game, and rightfully so.
And that's the thing. I think it's a kind of an overlooked storyline heading into this one. We all talk about Mahomes and what another ring would mean for him.
Right.
I don't know how much longer Andy is going to coach. If he could get a second ring, we know he's already pretty high up there, but it keeps on moving him up the ladder.
Right. And again, when you talk about the Bill Belichicks, obviously the Super Bowls that he's won and the AFC Championship appearances, but it's something to be said to take two organizations to more than four conference championships and a Super Bowl. And now if he wins this will be outstanding for him and his resume. And if he goes 5-6 years and he gets back to the AFC Championship 2-3 more times, again, he's a lot for me, obviously, for Hall of Fame.
Donovan McNabb here with us. Jalen Hurts, here's what I love about him the most. I know all the adversity he's been through,
right. How
many times he was counted out. I haven't seen a leader like this in a while. His leadership is awesome.
Well, his leadership and his humility is something that I think stands strong. And people really start to understand his path and his journey. But more importantly, you're understanding a little bit more about him. And so I think a lot of times we overlook that aspect of getting to know the player instead of watching the player on the field. Let's get to know the person. Let's get to know his work ethic, his desire, his passion, his determination. And you see it all on display on the football field. So he wins this Super Bowl. I think we got to start talking a little bit more of putting him in the upper echelon with the top six quarterbacks in the league. And then also, remember, contract talk has to continue to talk. It's got to be sparked up at this point.
Yeah, he could just say, show me the money.
Well,
at this point.
But will everybody else see it that way? I do.
I think the Eagles will.
They have to.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, because it's going to become a public cry instead of so much of just agents and GMs talking.
Especially with everything that happened with Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz wasn't the leader like Jalen Hurts was. Carson Wentz didn't have the respect of the locker room like Jalen Hurts was.
No, that's
what I'm saying,
okay.
Donovan.
Okay, I'm about to say.
Trust me, we've had you said enough about Carson Wentz on this show throughout the years.
And then everybody got mad at me. Yeah. I was trying to explain.
You
when
were
I
right.
Was seeing. I was trying to explain. But again, this is an era and a position.
Even Cataldi said you were right on that, by the
way.
Well,
I mean,
that's your best friend.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Wish him happy retirement, by the way?
Yeah, I hope he has a great retirement and enjoying it.
I'm in a weird spot there. I interned for him.
I know.
I love him. And then, we've got a relationship through Lep Seltzer. So it's like mom and dad are getting a divorce. And which side does Zach Gelb choose? I'm just trying to stay in the middle and say I like them both.
Hey, love them both. Hey. But again, it's an exciting time for Jalen, I think, because people never expected him to be here in his position. And he's here having fun. Now, he's embedded in his job and his craft and trying to perfect it. And it's going to be exciting to watch him play on Sunday.
Having two black quarterbacks start in the Super Bowl, what does that mean to you?
that this game has now become more of a focal point of the ability of, no matter white or black, of the quarterback being able to play at the position. Because it's no more the norm. Just sit back in the pocket, 6'5", you know, nice arm, accurate. It's about being able to, one, win, two, be a great leader, three, be a model citizen, and then four, play the game. Play the game. And so I think what we're seeing is from the collegiate level and even down to the middle school, in high school, is every high school, every university has an African-American quarterback that can play the position. And now in the draft, it's got to be, okay, not so much of, well, we can't start the organization with this guy, or can he be the face of the franchise? Can the guy play the position? Draft him.
Last thing I'm going to ask you, because I just want to go back to something that you said. We talked about what this win would mean for Jalen Hurts.
Right.
I look at the AFC, I know who the great quarterbacks are. In the NFC, I don't know who the great quarterbacks are. If Hurts wins this game, I think nationally, like I know how great he could be,
right.
But I think nationally he's looked at the face of the NFC for not only next year, but for years to come.
I'm more of a 2-3 year span.
Okay.
And can I say 10 years? I think he has that ability to do that. But I don't think it's based off of winning the Super Bowl. I think it's more of him being in this position in his journey, where each and every year he's going to continue to get better. Can the Eagles continue to evolve each and every year instead of settling? We've seen Tampa. Tampa re-signed all 22 players or so. And what happened? Nothing. You have to continue to be more explosive by going out and getting big-time free agents on both sides of the ball. I think they're about – I've always said it this year, and people got mad at me. I think they're 1 or 2 years away from becoming that dominant type of team. But they have to go into the draft and free agency to bring in certain pieces of the puzzle to get them there to be consistent over the next couple of years.
I know you got to run, but you always have something happen in number five. What do you got going on the rest of the week?
You know what? I'm doing a Legends party tonight. It's a roast and toast with myself, Gronk.
Are you getting roasted?
Yes, I will be getting roasted,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, wow.
But remember, I always have the mic at the end of the night.
Yeah. You saved the best for last.
Absolutely. So it'll be a lot of fun tonight. Seeing a lot of familiar faces. Having a good time.
Is T.O. going to be there?
I don't know, and none of my concern.
Okay.
You know, if he shows up, he shows up.
Yeah.
You know, but again, it's seeing guys that I haven't seen in a while and having a great time.
Donovan, always great to see you. Thanks
I
for doing
appreciate
this.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.